When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh my god, Ross, too laid back.
So it's like 2 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, and I'm taking a drive around Slay Head, which actually isn't that unlike the Vico Road, except without the whiff of dirty money and the private security firm tasering day trippers who outstay their welcome. It's honestly some of the most stunning scenery I've ever seen, and I'm on the record as saying that the only thing worth looking at south of the Loughlinstown roundabout is Unaheely. But I'm prepared to admit that I was possibly wrong. Even the smell is something that you don't notice after a few days. It reminds me of the time I was in UCD, and I had like a thing with a girl called Clodagh from Kinnegad, who was studying like agricultural science. The girl was a Guinness drinker, who could actually match me pint for pint, and I got so used to the smell of her farts that I almost didn't need to cover my nose and mouth when I was making love to her. See, this is the kind of shit that goes through my head. We're talking like deep, deep shit. When I've got nothing else to worry about. It's like when you delete a load of shit off your laptop and it frees up all this extra memory. Like Honor, I'm starting to think that I could possibly reinvent myself down here in Kerry. I'm already experimenting with a new hairstyle, although the truth is that I'm all out of pomade and the big super value in the middle of the town doesn't stock American Crew. So the famous quiff has been replaced by a fringe, which has gone a bit curly in the rain, although the women seem to love it, judging by the amount of giggling and nudging that was going on in Foxy John's last night. I drive through Ballyferriter and then across to Ballydavid, and I start to think about Ronan and, yeah, no, I'm admitting it, the utter balls we made of trying to steal the evidence against him. I actually blame Nudger and Buckets of Blood for bringing Gull along, knowing his history of PTSD, but Nudger says there's no way he's going to risk trying it again. All of a sudden I hear a loud bump. Something has hit the windscreen. I'm thinking, oh fuck, please don't tell me I've hit another cyclist. I slam on the brakes and I get out of the car with my heart in my literally mouth. But I'm relieved to see that it wasn't an actual person that I hit this time. It was a thing. And this time it really did hit me. It turns out it was a ball, but not an ordinary shaped ball. This one is like round, with the word O'Neill's written on it. I bend down and I pick it up, and that's when I hear two old dudes giving out yords to each other on the other side of the road. One of them is like, God have mercies, is it not straight you can kick the thing at all, you useless sluggard? He's like a big, chunky dude in possibly his 50s, with jet black hair that looks definitely dyed and jet black eyebrows to match. The devil mend you, the other dude goes. He's like short and bald and around the same age. Is it not horse you are from all your blethering? Blethering, is it? I own to God in the world, Patsy. It's worse you're getting, and 'tis not lies I'm telling. God fire your ribs, man. Heaven will be your rest tonight if you don't give up your talk without sense this minute. The little baldy dude, who you know seems to be called Patsy, sees me standing there with the ball in my hand. He's like,
do you quit?
Ross, I go. Tommy Ross. They end up just staring at each other with their mouths open, like two culchies on winning streak who've just seen Morty Whelan in the flesh for the first time.
Have you the use of two languages?
The dude with the black hair goes. I'm like, Jesus, no. I'm still struggling with the one. I presume this is your ball, though.
Tis, the same dude goes. And you may throw it back to us now so that we might have it.
Instead of like throwing it, just for the sheer hell of it, I put my foot through the thing. And to my surprise, even more than theirs, it ends up travelling a good like 70 metres. We're talking over their heads and right into the middle of the pitch behind them. The dude with the black hair goes,
put it upon my soul, that was a kick. What name have they on you, did you say?
I'm like, Ross.
Is it a Yank you are?
I'm not a Yank, no.
You have the way of the Yank about you.
Yeah, no, that where I come from, we all talk like this.
Have you time to pass? Would you like to play football with us? There's no hurry home on you, is there?
Not really. I'd say the opposite, in fact.
So will you play?
Again, I'm thinking about the whole, like, changing it up thing that Honor was talking about. I've got the new hairstyle. I tasted broccoli for the very first time last night, and even though I spat it onto the floor straight away, I love that I'm suddenly open to new experiences. Yeah, why not? I hear myself go. Then I cross over the road to them.
I'm Canis, the dude with the black hair goes, and the black eyebrows. Let me knock 100 shakes out of that hand.
I shake hands with the dude, and then with Patsy, who definitely seems less keen on me. Then I follow them onto the pitch, where I notice there's like 15 or 20 other dudes standing around, all of them like 50 plus, and they're all wearing the same white jerseys with a red diagonal stripe across it, which reminds me of the sash that Surika's sister wore the night she was named the 1999 Dorky Lobster Festival Queen, and she tried to take my Mickey out of my chinos in the doorway of select stores when Surika and her old pair were walking like 10 metres ahead. Oh, except there's also like a sea line on the front with something foreign written underneath. We're talking Ishq-i-Mahuna-Tio, which obviously means something. I'm there, so are you guys like an actual team? Some dude with literally silver hair walks up to me and goes,
a life of ease on you and all belonging to you. We're the Angueltacht Veterans Football Team.
I'm their fair fox. And believe it or not, I genuinely mean it.
I'm Mwirish, he goes, shaking my hand. He has about 7 teeth in his head, this dude. 'Tis the captain I am. Canis is there. I own to God in the world that he has a kick on him that is the equal of the great Brian Sheehan himself. Is it so? Mwirish goes, looking me up and down. Canis is like, yeah, tis. Are you a football man? Mwirish goes, talking to me.
And their rugby would be more my sport, but when in Rome, blah, blah, blah.
You may get him a jersey, Mwirish goes to no one in particular, and a shorts and a stockings, and boots, if anyone has a pair they haven't the use for.
They manage to get me all the clobber, and I throw it on me while standing on the side of the pitch. Then Mwirish hands each of us either a yellow or an orange bib and divides us into actual teams. And 5 minutes later, I am quite literally playing Gaelic football with this bunch of, like, total randomers. The guys are all, like, super, super fit, especially for men in their, like, 50s. But I quickly get into the pace of the game, despite not having a fucking clue what I'm doing. Mwirish, who's on my team, ends up having to pull me to one side after, like, 60 seconds. He goes,
'Tis not throwing it you should be. You pass it this way, look.
And he sort of demonstrates hitting the ball from underneath with the top of his fist. I'm there. Would it not be easier to, like, throw it?
It might or it might not, he goes. But 'tis not rugby you're playing, do you get me? 'Tis football, and that's how we pass the thing around.
Yeah, no, I'll give it a go.
And don't be a bit shy of throwing it forward. 'Tis not only backwards it can travel.
Okay, that's going to take a bit of getting used to. But I end up surprising myself. The next time I get my hands on the ball, I do exactly what Mwirish showed me, hitting it with my fist and sending it looping over Patsy's head and straight into the hands of Canis.
Maham far, Mwirish shouts, clapping his hands together. 'Tis how it's done, Rossa.
Which is what everyone is suddenly calling me, by the way. I end up really settling into the game then. I sort of like gravitate towards the centre of the pitch and I spend most of the match there, spraying long passes around, all those Sunday afternoons of unsupervised access that I spent with Ronan, booting the ball backwards and forwards to each other on Dollymount Strand, definitely paying off. I end up doing, I think, okay. Then when the kick around is sort of like coming to an end, I leap about, I swear to fuck, 4 feet in the air to claim a high ball. With my confidence up, I set off in the direction of the goal. I ride one tackle, then another, and suddenly a huge space has opened up in front of me. I put my foot through the ball and I send it sailing over the bar and between the posts for a point, which seems to be their equivalent of a drop goal, except obviously easier to score. Or so I think. But when I turn around expecting fair fox from my teammates, there ends up being none. Everyone is sort of like looking awkwardly away. Canis goes,
you were travelling, Rossa.
And I'm there, yeah, no, thanks, thinking it's a compliment about my turn of pace from a standing start.
No, he goes, 'tis against the rules what you did. You're not allowed to travel more than 4 steps without either bouncing the ball or dropping it onto your foot and kicking it back into your hands. Did you see us doing that?
I'm like, yeah, no, I thought you were just showboating, though.
No, 'tis one of the rules.
Random, but fair enough. When it's all over, it ends up being handshakes all round. I'm saying to each and every one of them, thanks for the game. And I'm not being sarcastic. I genuinely enjoyed myself, even if I made a bit of a tit of myself with that
point that wasn't actually a point. I can nearly hear Ronan going, "Yeah, bleeding tulip rosser." I watch Mwirish exchange a look with Canis. Then he goes, "Have you plans for Thursday night, Rossa?"
"I'm there Thursday night. I'll probably just be getting shit-faced in Dingle, same as the last few nights."
He's like, "Would you come out here and train with us again?"
And again, not being a dick about it, I go, "Yeah, no, I'd absolutely love that."
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.